This is the sound of the N700 series Shinkansen high-speed train that's operated in Japan for 50 years. It's the same model that Texas Central Railway wants to use in Texas. It's considered one of the quietest trains in the world. Now, imagine it running through here. This is the sound of 40 acres of undisturbed countryside in Ennis, about 40 miles south of Dallas. Lake Bardwell is just yards away from the house David Hunter has built over the past 30 years.
Texas is good for land. That's what we like, is land.
Hunter says both potential train routes, a utility corridor, and an existing rail right-of-way would slice through his land. One might even cut through his house.
You really want it to come through your house. You don't want it to come beside it, because you'll get more for your property if it comes over here 200 foot. Well, then we're still sitting here, but then we've got a high-speed rail coming by every 30 minutes or however they propose to run the trains.
6 years from now, Texas Central hopes to have trains coming and going 62 times a day. The company says its tracks will be no wider than 100 feet and will need just 3,000 acres to run between Dallas and Houston. Rural landowners have many more fears than just the physical takeover of land, diminishing property values, spending taxpayer money on a private project, and using eminent domain to buy residents out of their homes for a train they say they won't even ride.
It's not a good thing for Texas. It destroys a bunch of property, homes, farms, and ranches that will never be the same.
That's the argument being used by a group called Texans Against High-Speed Rail. They've spent the current legislative session in Austin trying to kill the $10 billion project, and they've had some success. The Texas Senate plans to vote on a bill that would strip high-speed rail companies of eminent domain authority, and a condition was quietly added to the state budget that limits the Texas Department of Transportation's involvement in the project. If either of those measures survives, the bullet train could be stopped altogether. Republican John Ray represents Ennis in the state house. He authored three of his own bills that won't make it to the floor this session.
If we can't stop the project, I at least want to make sure that my district and all the districts that are similarly situated are treated as favorably as they can possibly be treated. The phrase I've been using is it creates a Chinese wall of sorts, and that would really impact landowners as well as future development all along that pathway.
Texas Central has said those kinds of characterizations and the legislative moves against it are unfair. Catherine Kaufman is the company's executive vice president.
I think that the issue with the train is that it's a high-speed train, and that's new, not only to Texas, but new to this country. So when you don't know something and you haven't experienced it, you may tend to have a little bit of a fear about it.
Similar opposition greeted the bullet train in Japan half a century ago. Ultimately, though, it transformed Japan's cities. Kaufman argues the train will do the same here.
This is something that's really good for the state. I mean, we wouldn't be doing it if we did not believe that it was transformational and something that is so important for the state.
If the rail survives, Ennis lawyer Gary Bennett will be representing landowners.
Even though they may still have the use of the properties, it may be a diminished use, and they need to be compensated for that. There's an emotional factor involved. If it comes through someone's house, they've got to move.
On his homestead out in Ennis, that's exactly what's got David Hunter worried.
You know, we've got this place and built it, you know, after 30 years of work, and now there's a chance of it we might lose it. You know, we're 58 years old, and so it's basically starting over.
If the bullet train survives this legislative session, the next step for Texas Central will be finishing an environmental impact study that's due in June. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.